In my best John Oliver voice, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 31 of the Planet LP podcast. This is the place where we drop the needle on a world of albums. I'm Ted Asfergadu, and jogging alongside me is John Young. Hi there, John.
How are you doing, Ted? It is easier to jog on the Planet LP because of the thinner ozone layer.
Who am I to disagree with scientists?
Hey, John, we believe in science here.
We do. John works for Alpha Media as the morning show host on the 95.3 KUIC morning show in Vacaville, California. I'm a news and traffic reporter at iHeartMedia in San Francisco. Those are our day jobs, but one of our big passions in life is music, and that's why we started this podcast, to talk about bands, artists, and albums we really like. In this episode, we're going to speak to the members of a band we really like. They live halfway around the world. And if you follow us on social media, you may have watched a short video of us really falling in love with the sound of a band from Sri Lanka called Unscripted. The song we spotlighted is called Hourglass. And well, you can watch our reaction video on our social channels. On Facebook, we're at Planet LP. Twitter, The Planet LP. Instagram, Planet LP Podcast. We are doing some social media only stuff like these reaction videos, so follow us along and you too can get some extra good stuff in your Planet LP diet. Also, at the end of this podcast, we're going to feature the song Hourglass by Unscripted. So that'll be a nice bonus. And yes, we have permission from the guys in the band to play the song, so back off, copyright police, okay?
It's the song that really had us falling in love with Unscripted. I can't wait to hear the whole thing and to hear Ted Asfergadu's ultimate Spotify list that he puts on Spotify, and you can rock and roll along with your smartphone.
If you're on Spotify, I'm just at Ted Asfergadu. That's T-E-D. That's the easy part. A-S-R-E-G-A-D-O-O. Also, John, I want to say a special hello to Dan Hibbs from Berkeley, California. Dan has been a longtime listener of this podcast, and we are very grateful that he stuck with us when we changed the name from this cast from Rooks and Beckards to Planet LP. And with that name change, this podcast made a shift consciously to be solely about music. So thanks, Dan, and thanks to all our other listeners who have done the same and has stayed with us for the duration of this podcast, 31 episodes in. And Dan, John, has one special request, though. You ready for it?
Yep.
Maybe throttle back on all that Kiss talk, guys.
Dan, we like to try to make our inhabitants of Planet LP happy, but that's just not something we can do.
No, I think that all roads lead either to Rush or Kiss with us. I'm
really sorry, Dan. We hate to lose you, but we throttle back on the Kiss.
I don't think we've lost them. It's just a little suggestion.
That's okay. We take suggestions. We don't always follow them, but we will take them in and consider them.
All right, that's exactly right. Okay, let's get it started with the band Unscripted. The island of Sri Lanka is located off the southern coast of India, and it may seem like an unlikely place for a funk, soul, hip-hop band to reside, but these soulful guys really bring it with a sound that's both contemporary and harkens back to soul and even jazzy roots from the 1970s and 1980s. We are thrilled to have the members of Unscripted with us on the Planet LP podcast. Hi, guys.
Hello, what's up?
All right. From Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. We're so happy to be able to have a chat with you guys after grooving to your music for the last several weeks. It's just great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
That's lead singer Stephen Shira, and I'm probably mispronouncing your name because I'm doing it in a California accent. So I'm sure there's maybe a harder R on there. And you do the vocals, and then we've got Savine plays bass guitar, right? Shamika, you're the guitarist. And Sharath is on drums. And we did not have the fifth member of the band is Malitha, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Malitha D. And he plays what? Does he do keyboards and does he do trumpet as well?
He plays the rhythm guitar.
Rhythm guitar. Okay, he's a rhythm guitarist. Great. What year did you guys start with this band? How did it come together?
The guy who started the band was Savine. Actually, he had a group of two guys. They were just switching up between instruments and started playing gigs, hence the name Unscripted. Sometime along the line, I was DJing, so he just called me up and he was like, would you like, you know, jam with me and let's have you start a band, like make this a proper project.
And this is Sharath, like, right, talking? This is Sharath talking?
This is Shavika. And then from there, we got Charit. I mean, Charit is someone we have worked with for the longest time. I mean, we have been playing in metro bands and stuff. Savin and Charit and I have been playing for what? 10 years.
And yeah. your brothers, right? Sabine and Shamik, they're both brothers. You've only been playing for 10 years and you've been brothers your whole life. Interesting.
Ted always finds the interesting nugget when it comes to band personnel. And
is it Sabine, me and Sabine? I mean, but Sabine and I have been playing together for the
all their lives.
Grabbed onto instruments.
Guys, I am fascinated by your background in metal and how you made the jump from metal to this combination of funk and soul and jazz, even and R&B. How did that take place? That's quite a leap, no matter where you're from and no matter what scene you're growing up in. That's a pretty big switch.
I'm going to let Steven take this. Let's talk about
this. Yes, he's my favorite, but he's close to my favorite. Go ahead.
Right.
I think it's safe to say that 9 out of 10 metalheads in the entire world will not only exclusively just listen to heavy metal. It's only that one really extreme person that only just listens to metal. Something I've noticed about metalheads is that their taste in music is actually, it's really wide range. And something that you will find, I mean, kind of sounds like I'm tooting my own horn here, but something that you will find, and especially something that I can say is a testament to all of us in the band today, is that if you're a proficient metal musician, you will definitely about 99% of the time also delve into performing other kinds of music. So did the change happen? Yes, but it was obviously gradual. And, we love doing what we do at the moment. I'm going to pass the mic on to Sabine because I think he has something important to say as well.
All right, Sabine.
Like Steven said, we all used to listen to all kinds of stuff. Like even when we were singing shit about hip hop, we still listen to hip hop. but what happened was I was switching to performing and playing hip hop, funk and R&B and soul. That actually happened when Unscripted started. We kind of started to play in pubs and make some money off music because we've done music all our lives and we have invested a lot of time on it and we were not making anything out of it. So, and then only I think when we started and after Shamika joined, only we became a proper passion project where we properly started doing originals. But up to date, even if we are playing at pubs, we still perform our originals. And followers who come usually, they know our lyrics even if we haven't still put out the song yet.
Your originals sound so familiar. And I was going to play the What Are Your Influences game and see how close I am. Because when I first heard Hourglass, I know Ted feels the same way. It felt very familiar to those of us who love that kind of stone cold groove from artists like Sade or Simply Red or Maxi Priest, De La Soul. Are those any that when you hear those names, do you go, oh, yeah, we kind of have a little bit of that? Or have you really sort of created your own sound that isn't related to one specific artist or one specific influence?
I'm going to let Charith answer the question in detail properly in a manner that suits the question. But before I pass the mic, can I just say, Simply Red, all-time favorite.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, our influences for sure. I mean, like some of the names you mentioned. But apart from that, we actually, it's like in Sri Lanka, you don't usually get to listen to all these kind of music, but there's in pockets in the community there are people who listen to jazz, funk, soul, all that kind of stuff. But we were really, our influence is really doing your own research and finding new bands, talking to people who actually listen to this kind of music and senior musicians. You know, we feed off each other.
It's all about sharing music
and sometimes up to a point where we kind of get offended if someone doesn't listen to the songs we send them, like, hey, you don't like my playlist or, so we really take it seriously. And that's probably our inspiration and this cocktail of influences. We get our inspiration from for all these kind of music.
What about other funk bands? Not in the 80s. I'm sure there's some 70s folk that come into play as well.
Yeah, for sure. We can definitely Parliament, Funkadelic, Tower of Power, then Fly and the Family Stone. I mean, James Brown, obviously.
You mentioned two Bay Area bands right in there, Tower of Power and Sly and the Family Stone, So thank you for representing there. Appreciate it.
Extra love to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk about the music scene in Sri Lanka. I heard about you guys through another podcast called Made in India. What I didn't know was that there was this kind of scene that exists that's indie in a way. Maybe there's a rock scene. Clearly there's a funk, soul, and hip hop scene, but I had no idea that it did. This podcast really opened my eyes. So talk about the music scene in Sri Lanka. What's it like?
The Sinhala music scene in Sri Lanka is quite big, obviously, because of the mass adoption of the language and the style of music. Apart from that, the original English music scene is quite small, but it's growing at a pace. But we have a lot of catching up to do if we need to make it an industry and a scene. Having said that, there's a lot of indie artists. There's a heavy metal scene. There's a rock. Mm-hmm. Then there's bands like us. There's a jazz scene also. So the music scene is, the English music scene is quite small, but very vibrant, I would say. There's a different, then we have like fusion bands as well, who incorporate different kinds of local music and jazz fusion, that kind of music. Also, we have in Sri Lanka, and we sort of love the musicians who do that as well.
Besides live touring or live gigging, how else do you get your music out there? I mean, I heard about it through a podcast that led me to Apple Music, and I was streaming your songs. But do you get radio airplay in Sri Lanka?
There used to be rather, I think I would say two, and I think it's the same two radio stations that still play original English music. We do have to mention YesFM, who's been with us since day one, who always play.
It's called YesFM?
YesFM. Yes,
YesFM. I like the name.
See, I do too. It's very positive.
It is.
YesFM, yes. F and yes.
It's like we're on YesFM. Hey, John, you want to hear some unscripted? Yes, I do.
Yes,
on YesFM. Let's do it.
And there's also another, it used to be called TNL Rocks. I don't think it's, I'm not trying to be sarcastic. It's not called TNL Rocks anymore. It's just TNL. But they do also still play local original English music. So mm-hmm. Yes, we do have those two stations that are dedicated. I think a big force at Yes 101 is our dear friend Yasmin Yusuf. She's the one who curates a weekly playlist of all the local artists in Sri Lanka that are producing and releasing English original music. She has, I think it's a podcast and also social media mm-hmm. called Decibel LK. I'm sorry we're plugging her, but we have to. I mean,
it's all right.
She's always represented just like you guys have. She's the force at YesFM playing the local original stuff. But other than for that, how we usually get our music out is through our social media, friends who keep sharing the music. The mediums, I would say, would be obviously Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. So we actually put our music out there. So that's how people usually access it, these and all of that kind of stuff. So I think that answers your question.
I think it does.
And now you have Ted and John as people to help you expose this music to more folks. And I would just recommend if people, until we get you to do a full-scale tour through the Bay Area, Northern California, and the rest of the states, is to go check out Unscripted on YouTube and see songs like Hourglass and my new favorite, which is Free, which brings me to my question about you guys deciding to record these songs live. Now, these videos are clean. Steven's a great front man. You're going to love the way this band looks and performs. And the fact that you did it live it's kind of a question for me being a musician for as long as I've been as well. I don't think I'd take that risk, especially with a giant band where something could go wrong and nothing does. What made you guys decide to record these things live rather than have it all grouped together and done in bits and pieces?
It was a passion project. We really wanted to do a live recording. Because the producer who actually produced that was Denham, who mixed and mastered with us. So he actually came up to Charit and told him let's do a live recording about one or two songs and he wants to do somewhere outdoors. When Charit came and told us, we were all interested, and we had like two songs almost written. We finished those two songs and we got another cover, and we set it up. I think Steven says it better when it comes to the appreciation part, where we couldn't have done it without a lot of people. It was a lot of people's effort, not just us. I think we took a lot of their energy and time because we had to take quite a lot of takes, so many takes. We were so frustrated. You will see it in the BTS. I'll send you the link. We have done this before. We have done this before with one of our EP called To You, three songs which we did all live. And in one of this song called Arrive, we had 10 musicians working on that song, and we all played live. There was a violinist, there was a cellist, and there was a tabla guy. So we have done this before as well. So this time, because we haven't released much songs or anything, because all the songs we have done were studio recorded, we kind of wanted to do this.
Well, I'm glad you did. Really am, because we love the song. We love Free as well. If you're going to go check out their other songs, you're going to find that there's another vocalist at one point. And Steven, you joined the band a little bit later in its history. So when did you join?
I joined after they left, basically.
Who was the first singer?
It's a funny story about how I joined, but to answer your question, the first singer is, there's actually two people who were singing like melodies. One is Shane Von Vincent, and the other, Joel Fernando. Joel Fernando, yeah. Those two were there doing melodies. And we also had KK,
right, who was on the rapper, raps. Right?
You'll see him on all of the old... In fact, you'll see all three of them on all the old videos of Unscripted.
So then how did you join the band?
Well, basically, I got fired from my job in the south of Sri Lanka when I was living like a hippie for about a year. And then what happened was I literally had all my belongings on like a, I think you call them greyhounds in the States?
Greyhounds?
So can I say the S-H-I word?
You can say whatever you want. This is a podcast.
Well, basically, I had all my shit in my bags coming back home to my mom. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I had had a chat with Shamika because I was living abroad I wasn't living in Sri Lanka for a while. I had a very short chat with Shamika while I was there, and he had told me something about, I mean, obviously, if he had done it, then it would have never happened because I'm lazy. But he was like, dude, I got some tracks. Can I send them to you? Can we work on it? In Sri Lankan musician fashion, I said, yeah, sure. But like nothing ever happened.
And I think that's something that a lot of musicians go through. let's do this. Oh, man, I go,
hey guys,
on,
we're
man.
Off the hook. They do it elsewhere too.
Yes, they do.
At the point that I joined the band, I will say these guys, but it's us guys now. But at the point when I joined the band, the guys were like pretty known. So I didn't expect, you know, that they'd require my services at all. Before I got off at the bus halt, which is basically about like half a dollar ride from where you get off, I get a call from Shamika, and he's like, hey man, what are you doing? And I was like, dude, crazy story, man. I just got fired. I'm on a bus. I haven't even gotten off from the bus yet. I'm like literally home, because he asked me where I was. He thought I was still in the south of Sri Lanka. It's quite far away. You can't be in a band and be at like two different corners of the island. And I was like, nothing, man. He's like, dude, we are looking for a vocalist. Do you want an audition? And I was like, yeah, sure. Obviously.
Sure, I need a job.
I need a job. Yeah, right. Story. Yeah, this is like so cliche. This cliche story of the hippie vocalist finding a band. I was lucky enough. One of my other friends who was working in the Middle East as well had come down for a holiday. His name is Nisala. He's actually a really awesome drummer that we all know. I went to see Unscripted perform for the last time with their old lineup, with my friend Nisala. And at this point, I didn't know if I was going to join the band or something. And one of Nisala's friends, Malitha, he was also at the gig randomly. And so I just, in passing, you know, over some beers and some other things.
A beer and herb.
I was like, dude, Malitha, I know we just met, but like, I think these guys are looking for a guitarist as well. I'm going for my first jam thing on Wednesday. Do you want to come along? And he was like, yeah, sure, dude. And I was like, dude, but I'm going to do the exact opposite of the musician thing, and I'm actually going to call you tomorrow. And he was like, yeah, call me. I saw Unscripted perform with that original lineup, should I say, for the last time. The next time we met was literally my and his, or should I say his and my first audition. And then everybody in the band was like, yeah, I guess you guys are in.
So it's a smart move on their part, Steven. You know, I'm a big fan of your vocal stylings, but you have a way of making, of sort of guiding the band. I mean, what you're the person that they focus on, the way the videos are designed to be seen anyway, at least initially, not the ones with the claymation, but the, you know, the performance videos. And I really think that the way you kind of close your eyes, flip that giant mane of hair aside and go, it's time. And you just start singing it. I think that's what draws a lot of folks into Unscripted. For me.
Little did Steven know that the band was also quite broke when he joined.
Nice. It seems like a common story with a lot of bands, right?
The band was signed. What's going on here? Yeah.
No. Yeah, John can speak to that. John was in a lot of bands throughout his youth and into his adulthood.
Haven't we all been in a lot of bands?
I was in a high school band for about a week, and then it just all fell apart. And I tried to front it, and we were all doing these covers of songs that were impossible to sing for me, and I don't really sing very well. I was just like, we should start a band. Yeah, let's start a band. And we practiced maybe three times, and it was
you had an amazing mullet back then, though, Asregato.
I did not then. I looked very clean cut. You would have thought, oh, this kid looks like he's a Boy Scout or something. But some of your songs that I was re-listening to prior to this podcast, Is It Safe Outside? Sounds like it's something about the pandemic. Is that correct?
Well, basically, it was, and it still is. Hmm. To reply to your question, it is about the pandemic. It's basically the age-old, you know, hippie ideology of, you know, you have to think about other people too. I know it's as simple as that, but I think it kind of touched, well, at least I hope it did. You know, if you consider yourself a human and you know what happened during the past 2 years, mm-hmm. you know, I think this whole thing touched every single one of us. Even if you are the most safest person in the world, everywhere you see, whatever you see on a screen, an electronic device, was just this tragedy unfold. It's been going on for 2 years, man. Damn.
I know. It's clear with the song titles, and I'm looking through, the farther away, actually, you get away from 2019, like you had a song called Living for the Weekend, right? I was like, oh, okay, yeah, right on. And then it becomes like, Is It Safe Out There? Sunscreen, Hourglass, and then Free. So it's almost like this progression, like you're hoping, and I know that Free is not really about being free in terms of like, oh, we're free of the pandemic, but the song titles themselves, to me, when I read through them, I'm all like, this is kind of plotting a little bit of history there. You know, at one point it's like, hey man, I'm just living for the weekend. And then it's like, is it safe outside? You know, I better put on the sunscreen. This climate change is going to, you know, kill us all or something. But
and you can have my car for free. You can have exactly. for free if you want.
We're totally going to pat ourselves on the back here, if you don't mind me cutting in. I mean, I don't think we thought about it like that when we were doing it, but Savin just looked at me and he said something. And I think it will really resonate with people who get what the whole original music scene is about. It seems like we've just done a reflection of what we've been going through at that particular time. And the fact that it chronologically kind of makes sense now in hindsight makes sense to us. And that's just kind of a really nice moment that we're having as a band here. When you say that, I think Charit wants to say something. I'm going to pass the song, the mic on to him.
Yeah. What I was going to say is like the song Sunscreen was actually in preparation to, like, you know, launching down south and like doing something, but then it didn't happen because there's another wave. Sunscreen is supposed to be about having fun. We actually mm-hmm. planned a couple of gigs, but it didn't happen. So it was like actually what we were going through at the time. Hopefully when things settle, music will be a little less gloomy, I guess.
Good point.
At the end of the podcast, most of our listeners will hear the song, but what they're about to hear shortly is a band that certainly funks and grooves and has got a really great sound. But interestingly enough, now I picked up on this very quickly. Stephen, when you sing to me, at least when I hear it, in a very North American accent. Now, British singers do this too. They work on the way in which they do their phrasing. So when you hear them on the radio, you don't hear that they're British. Was this a conscious thing that you did, or is this just the way you sing?
Each one of us in the band tries to emulate all of their favorite musicians and artists. And I guess I've subconsciously done something that even the Brits are guilty of. So once again, woo, swerve that.
Damn you, British.
I don't think I realized I was doing it when I started doing it, and I just started doing it. So it's not a conscious thing, I would say.
Mm-hmm. This is just how you sing.
It's right? just how I sing. I guess subconsciously I want to sound like a white person.
I don't necessarily hear it as a white or a black thing. It's just more like I just hear the accent and I'm all like, wow, that's really kind of a very North
can
American
delivery. Can I say
something?
Delivery. As a vocalist, I wish I sounded like a black person because honestly, and I this might sound like hate, but this is not hate. This is actual like reverence to it. There are black folk. Okay, they just talk over music and it's music and nobody else sounds like them. I can start naming names of black folk who just literally speak over their music, but that sound, no matter who you are, even if you don't speak English, you'll hear that and you'll be like, oh, that's Snoop Dogg.
That's true. There's a signature vocal sound.
Absolutely.
That you can hear from certain vocalists. And that's definitely the case with somebody like Snoop Dogg. And you can pick really, most rappers have a very distinct sound, at least the big ones, the superstar rappers. You can say, yeah, that's so-and-so. You know, you can really hear it. As we wrap up, we want to encourage people to check out Unscripted's music in the usual places. I found them on Apple Music. They're on Spotify. You heard they're on YouTube. They are listed as Unscripted SL for Sri Lanka. So it's available out there in audio streaming land. Guys, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the Planet LP podcast. John and I had a lot of fun talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks, John. And thank you, Planet LP, for featuring us.
Thanks a lot for the comments you all gave on the song Hourglass, the video you all did. That made
our
day. Oh,
you're very welcome. Yes, check out the video. Right, check out the video. All right. And John, as always, thanks for being a fun, funny, and supportive partner in being one of the co-governors of Planet LP. Thank you, Governor.
There's nobody I'd rather float around in the ozone with than you, Governor.
All right.
Another cup of tea then, Governor.
Would you like very much so. Look, the fellas want to play around with the accents as well. All right.
Yes, we do. In fact, we would like to play around with the accents the whole
very, day. Very good. Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for listening. John and I will be back soon to drop the needle on a world of albums. And remember, as a bonus, we're playing the song Hourglass by Unscripted in its entirety right here on the Planet LP podcast.
Off the picture. that is my mind. Sifting through images scattered round and left behind. Holding shreds and pieces of the picture that is my mind. Sifting through images scattered round and left behind. Then I saw, felt like a lifetime, yeah, lost in the hourglass of time. For a while, for a minute, watched as the world flew by, watched as we scratched my little island. Then I saw, felt like a lifetime, yeah, lost in the hourglass of time. For a while, for a minute, watched as the world flew by, watched as we scratched my little island.